Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 415ers podcast brought to you by the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network with 95.7 The Game. That's Mark Grandy. I'm Evan Giddings. Please download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. And this kind of leads into the next area of our conversation, of course, surrounding the quarterbacks, because Kyle Shanahan was talking about it at the NFL owners meeting. Where does that leave Trey Lance? What has changed with Trey Lance in San Francisco? Because the guy was your opening day starting quarterback in Chicago less than a year ago, and now potentially he could be your third quarterback behind a guy that didn't even start until I believe it was week 11 last year for a team that didn't make the playoffs. And that is, of course, Sam Darnold. But, I mean, what do you think has changed at this point? Because it appeared to me, Mark, at least things were setting up to be a potential clean slate this offseason for Trey Lance. I know he was injured, but with Brock Purdy unfortunately going down to the NFC Championship, it kind of opened a door potentially for Trey Lance, but apparently that might not have been good enough for the 49ers, and they didn't feel comfortable with two rookie contract quarterbacks, one of which that's hurt, one of which that's unproven, to be going into the year with, and now he's taking first-team reps with a guy that wasn't on the team. I mean, it's just like, what the hell happened here?
It's a great question, because from the outside, nothing has changed, Evan. Everything the 49ers are saying about Trey Lance is nothing has changed. They still really like Trey. I mean, remember, you referenced it, I think, last episode, or maybe it was last week, when Kyle Shanahan, at the end-of-season presser, after the NFC Championship game loss, said, we have two starting-level NFL quarterbacks that we can win games with on our roster. Everything the Niners have said about Trey Lance has still been positive. Now, you can maybe try to do your best to read between the lines, and you could come up with, well, was this an indirect slide at Trey Lance? But really, everything they've said has been positive about Trey Lance. And, I mean, I want to make something clear. For me, Evan, it's not an issue that it seems like Trey Lance is going to need to compete with Sam Darnold to win the week one starting job if Brock Purdy isn't healthy, or the backup job if Brock Purdy is healthy. That's not an issue by itself. But when you combine that with, again, the Niners saying that nothing has changed with Trey Lance, then it's an issue, because he was your starter last year and he only stopped being your starter because of an injury. You say nothing has changed, but now he's competing with this other quarterback who you just signed off the street randomly earlier in the month? Like, that does not make any sense. Something has obviously changed. You are lying to everyone, because otherwise he would be your de facto number two. There's no question about it.
And this is the thing, like, I know a lot of coaches, it happens mostly in college, but I would imagine at the pro level it probably happens as well, where you set up a position battle as, hey, you know, we're going to leave it all out there. You know, it's a clean slate at the beginning of each year. You know, our left tackle is going to have a chance to beat out the number one, and you know, our safety is going to have a chance to move into a starting spot, or you know, maybe we're going to move in around. And you know, training camp, preseason, the offseason is going to determine who our starters are. Even if that's the case, which I don't believe happens significantly at the level of football that we're talking about, you generally do not hear the type of tone taken that we're hearing from both, I would say, the general manager and the head coach of a team concerning what is the most important position in the sport. Like, you hear confidence when you hear quarterback. We believe in name A, Joe Schmo. He's our guy. You know, we've even if you haven't had him for too long, you know, it's like these discussions don't happen unless there is some smoke underneath it.
Yeah.
And when I think about what has changed with Trey Lance in San Francisco, it does feel, maybe this is a stretch, but it feels a little like what happened in Washington with Robert Griffin III and Kirk Cousins. Now, Robert Griffin III was much more proven than Trey Lance was, but the moment that he tore his knee up in a playoff game, Kirk Cousins was allowed to come in, and Kirk Cousins was given full reins to the operation, and Kyle Shanahan decided that the low-risk option and Kirk Cousins was his guy, and he decided he was going to turn him into the quarterback that he wanted. He was going to mold him into the guy that he needed for that offense. And it just feels like Trey Lance is kind of getting the short end of the stick here, to the point where even if he gets a chance to start, like, it's a ticking time bomb for him, because Brock Purdy, by all signs, is going to come in and take the starting job when he's ready. So if you're Trey Lance, one, you got to beat out a guy that wasn't on the roster last year. Two, you got to beat out a guy that wasn't drafted by your team, wasn't invested capital in. Three, then even if you ball out, you're probably not going to keep your job. And four, this is a contract year for you. Like, we already heard the 49ers at least allude to extending Brandon Ayuk to a fifth-year option. Mark, if I asked you right now, do you think that the 49ers are going to extend Trey Lance, or I should say not extend, pick up his fifth-year option, what would you say to that?
Seems unlikely.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm 100% with you.
I was going to ask you maybe even a more direct question, but along the same lines. Do you think Trey Lance finishes the 2023 regular season as a member of the 49ers?
If I'm him, I don't want to. I think he does, because I think the 49ers, just due to last year and their previous years of experience at quarterback, would not let him go unless some team, you know, hawks up a high round pick, which I'd like. Would you give up a first round pick for Trey Lance right now?
I wouldn't. No,
neither would I. And I don't think the 49ers would be willing to move off of him for something. I don't know if it's a first, but you know, a top three round pick. And even then at this point, I don't know what I'm trading for. Like, if I'm Carolina and I just lost Sam Darnold, I know I have a top pick and I'm probably going to get a quarterback, but I'm looking at trying to trade for Trey Lance, who right now is in his early 20s and is going to have to be given a potential second contract, maybe after this season. Why would I give up anything worth value for a guy I know nothing about, essentially, and the team with, quote unquote, the best quarterback situation in the league, because of the whisperer himself, Kyle Shanahan, doesn't even necessarily believe in this guy to the point where he's giving first team reps to a dude who just came in?
I think maybe there's a team, a couple of teams who maybe would be willing to give more, just, you know, as a shot in the dark, because again, it's not like everyone across the NFL is so convinced that Trey Lance sucks. I mean, most people just simply don't know. But you also, I mean, haven't really seen him on the field, which is both a plus and, you know, a minus, because you haven't seen him on the field. You don't know for certain that he is not very good, but he's also entering his third year in the NFL, did not play many games in college. Of course, COVID messed everything up. And, you know, obviously he's still young, but it's not like he's fresh out of college and has his entire NFL career ahead of him. But he still hasn't really played many games, and you don't know much about him, and he hasn't really begun to progress as a professional athlete. So there's a negative there. But say you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know. And I really hate that we're at this point, because, again, I had this take a couple months ago that Trey Lance is going to start the most games of any quarterback as a 49er this year. But now I'm completely on the other side. Sam Darnold would probably start more games than Trey Lance this year as a San Francisco 49er. But say you're the Buccaneers, who are still trying to find your answer at quarterback. Likely, I mean, they have people on the roster, but not very good. I mean, Kyle Trask, young guy out of Florida, who was drafted a couple of years ago, last year, whenever that was. They might be a team who has weapons around him, who has a good, solid defense, who maybe they'd be willing to give up more than someone else, and maybe the Niners manage to get back a late first-round pick, an early second-round pick. I don't know. But I think that's where this conversation is going, Evan, because I don't think the Niners would pick up his fifth-year option when the time does come. And if you can get something for him, if you're not going to play him, you might as well trade him away. That's probably how this thing ends with Trey Lance in San Francisco.
Yeah, I do think, to answer your question, as I did before, he finishes out the season here. But if I'm him, if I'm Trey Lance, if I'm his agent, I'm not happy about it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I do not feel comfortable right now about my standing with the organization. The only thing that makes me feel good is the first round check that I'm picking up, but it might be your last. The way that the 49ers have failed to develop him, have failed to, I mean, they gave him a shot last year. Look, he got injured, but it doesn't look like this season there's going to be much of an opportunity. We could be wrong, but if I'm the 49ers and this is the way you're talking about your guy, as a fan, I'm like, well, what has changed? I mean, put your money where your mouth is. Like, give this dude the opportunity to go out and earn it. And if he can't, that's a different story. But it sounds like the Niners, as we've kind of danced around, have just simply lost confidence in Trey Lance.
I have a question for you. So Trey Lance has started, what, off the top of my head, four games as a San Francisco 49er, two as a rookie year fill-in. And then two, of course, this most recent year when he was the starter.
His rookie season, he filled in a pivotal game that helped them make the playoffs against Houston.
Yeah, he did. And he, you know, had a slow start, but ultimately played pretty well in that game. Just this whole talk about trading him got my mind rolling. I'd have to do some research, and it might take a while, and I might not be able to find the answer. Certainly won't be able to in the course of this episode.
We got more episodes.
Four starts. Say Trey Lance does not start another game for the San Francisco 49ers. Would that be the fewest starts for the team that drafted the quarterback of like a top five pick in NFL history? Four starts for the team that drafted you when you were a top five quarterback. I mean, that's got to be up there.
Top of my head, I would say yes. Just because I also, well, this is...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I do think that teams in the past have been more willing to play their first-rounders. I know first-rounders have sat longer.
Yeah.
But generally, when they've been kind of groomed and readied, they have been given at least a full season. And look, hey, again, Trey Lance got hurt in his second game, so he didn't get he would have played more than four games. So it's a combination of distrust along with injury and now opportunity for the 49ers to upgrade at that position.
Yeah, but like the example, and I know he wasn't a top five overall pick, Jordan Love was a first-round pick in 2020. He sat behind Aaron Rodgers now for 3 years, and it seems like he's going to get the chance to start this season, assuming that Aaron Rodgers isn't a Packer, which seems very likely at this point. Maybe he gets hurt, and that influences the number of games he starts. He has one start under his belt in his first 3 years. But that's – you're right. That's generally how these sort of things go. If you don't immediately start, you get your chance eventually, and at least you're given – I don't know, half a season's worth of rope. And then if things aren't, are they still terrible at that point, then okay, maybe you move on. But we're in such a unique situation where he was a top five overall pick. He started a few games, hasn't been so terrible that you're convinced that he's bad and can't get better. And the only reason he hasn't been starting is because of injury. And then you move on from him and don't give him another chance. That is one of the most unique quarterback situations in NFL history.
Yeah, I will say, I think it was Sam Bradford was the last quarterback, I think, that you could kind of sign to whatever contract that you wanted. And that was in the late 2000s, early 2010s, where they switched that. So I think there is a little less of investment involved for teams taking quarterbacks high, which kind of changes the situation. But you're right. I mean, I like off the top of my head, even if you think about the biggest bust at quarterback in NFL history, first place my mind goes to is to Ryan Leaf. And I think he got 12 NFL starts over a couple of seasons. Jamarcus Russell was the starter over the course of, I think, two seasons, maybe even three. I think you're onto something, Mark. That would be pretty incredible.
Yeah, so Ryan Leaf was drafted second overall, 1998 NFL draft, of course.
What a year.
by the Chargers, and he started over 2 years with the Chargers, 18 games.
18, so, okay.
18 games over 2 years. Nine in each of the 2 years.
Let me guess. Did he win two games?
In his 18 starts, he went, 4-14.
Damn it.
And the other one you brought up was Jamarcus Russell. Of course, yeah. He was the first overall pick in the 2007 NFL draft by the Raiders. He started one game as a rookie, but then had an entire season in 2008, nine more games in 2009. So, yeah, those numbers both dwarf Trey Lance's four starts. So we have to do some more digging, but I think it's got to be up there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd also probably just to give some context, probably look at quarterbacks drafted into quality situations. I don't think there's too many. Honestly, there's not a lot of scenarios in which a quarterback gets drafted to a team that is recently removed from a Super Bowl.
Well, yeah,
and is going to have to sit. I mean, the understanding would he would come in and sit, and then eventually be able to start. But you know, he's a very unique quarterback, and unfortunately, it just seems like kind of wrong place, wrong time for him.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of it, right? Because, I mean, if the Niners were just, you know, totally bottomed out and they were bad and they were, you know, on the complete opposite side of the cycle that they're currently on, then to hell with it. Start your third overall pick. Like, what do you have to lose? But you're right. That's what makes this, in addition to everything else we've already listed out, that's what makes this such a unique situation. And really, there's no comp to it because you have the pressure of winning games, and that ultimately outweighs the pressure of starting the guy that you might not have a ton of confidence in, but who you invested so much in.
Well, we'll do some digging and we'll be back at you on Tuesday for our next episode. Appreciate all those of you tuning into the 415ers podcast. Please download, rate, subscribe so you can get both those episodes here every single week in the off season on the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network, 95.7 The Game. That is Mark Grandy. I'm Evan Gettings. We'll be talking Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, and apparently Sam Darnold, along with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, all off season long. And again, Mark, we're moving towards April, in which the NFL draft commences. So looking forward to that as well. Be on the lookout for all the great content coming your way. Again, this is the 415ers podcast. We'll talk to you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.